The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
And I think your new job as a security guard at the CVS is just wonderful.
Smart ass.
You know, an honest day's work never hurt anybody. Cotton science, I'll tell you that.
What?
But anyway, just keep them, keep punching them out. That's all I can say. And anyway, and thank you so much.
For what, dear?
For telling me how to roast cotton nuts.
Did he hang up?
No, but something goes wrong every time he calls.
Do we have to wait for him to call back?
Yes, we do.
Oh, man, can I read?
Sure. Go ahead and read. I have no idea how long it's going to take until he figures out that it cut out on him.
Well, he's not the sharpest tack in the pack.
No, he isn't. Sometimes he brings to mind a sack of hammers.
What?
Nothing. See? Hello.
Lovey, you'd think after 800 episodes you'd get that asshole talking about the facts to fix the mechanical. But anyway, I don't know where it cut off. But anyway,
where it cut off?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I think it's just lovely.
Talking about pine nuts.
Anyway, it seems like there was something else I was going to say.
Yeah,
but I don't.
Talking about pine nuts.
But please give my best to those young children that you bring in every Monday to hear about your weekend update. I just absolutely adore them. I adore them.
Foul-mouthed little.
Just lovely. Anyway, thank you for calling.
Thank
Get
you.
That mechanical fix. Bye-bye now.
Bye, Fatty. Thank you. We were talking about the fact that I taught you how to roast pine nuts because you were going to make my Brussels sprout recipe, and I think that's where you were headed before the mechanicals. You're the only one who has trouble with the mechanicals, Fatty, so I don't think it's particularly my end. You should forgive that expression.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Please give my best to those young children that you bring in every Monday to hear about your weekend update. I just absolutely adore them. I adore them.
Foul-mouthed little.
Just lovely.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1337. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 12th of March 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to finish telling you about the weekend, and we'll have some voice letters if there's time. Big Fatty, there's no way after that long opening. Hello, liars. Big Fanny, that's not nice. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I'm only going to call you liars today. But mainly there's only one. The big liar himself, that Mr. Mike Lawson out there in the San Francisco. So nice to name you twice. Y'all, got a double dose of him on Monday. Y'all heard the See You Next Tuesday podcast, little show. Y'all, then I heard, the Big Liar Show, and, y'all, on the Big Liar Show, he basically, says that, you know, y'all, you know, when he goes to see the Seda 69 in one of his little shows, one of those little stage shows, you know, there in the school auditorium and all, y'all, you know, he said, oh, he loved it. Oh, it's just lovely. Y'all, how do you know he's not lying about that? Big Freddy. Anyway, and y'all, you know, he always says, see you next Tuesday. Well, you know, that's that, y'all, he says, see you next Tuesday, but y'all, his show comes out on Monday. So he's lying about that too. Anyway, that I'm gonna just drop it and move forward. Y'all, speaking of moving forward, I need to get back to the weekend update so I can tell you about springing forward. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it seems like I had finished telling you about going to the Kohl's on Saturday, and y'all, when I got back, washed all my new clothes and everything. Y'all always wash my new clothes as soon as I get them, because, you know, you never know who may have touched them or, had dirty underpants on when they tried. Big Freddy, what if they didn't have any underpants on? Well, anyway. Oh, maybe they, you know, maybe they had the underpants stolen like that Mr. Mike Lawson. You know, he's a big liar. Anyway, y'all got home, and I decided I was going to go ahead and start moving forward and springing forward. So, y'all, I went into the love chamber, and y'all, I moved the clock on the wall. I moved the alarm clock. I moved the clock that I can see. And then I changed the clock in the bathroom. Then I went in the kitchen, and I had to change the clock on the clock radio. I had to change the clock on the microwave, and the clock on the coffee maker. Y'all, then, of course, the TiVo machine and the computer and the they automatically update. And I always forget to change the clock in the car. But I did that on Monday when I thought that I was going to lunch early, but I wasn't. No. By the way, y'all, did you know that Monday was National Take a Nap Day? It's Take a Nip a Nap Day, y'all, and that's to help you adjust to the time change. Y'all, by the way, speaking of the time change, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Vons, yo, yo, yo. And, y'all, she hates the daylight saving time as much as Big Fatty. Y'all, and I've seen several people on the Twitty, to include old Jeremiah, y'all, who we hadn't heard from in a coon's age. Big Fatty, you hadn't heard from him in a coon's age, so y'all, he doesn't like it either. There was something else. The Vons, yo, yo, yo. You know, I told you on yesterday's little show that I was making some Brussels sprouts. And, you know, the Vons, yo, yo, gave me her recipe. But, y'all, I found another recipe, and I'd like to share it with you now. Yes, Big Freddy, give them time to go get the pencil. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now this recipe for the Brussels sprouts, I'm not going to say I like it more or less than the Vons, yo, yo, but y'all, I will tell you, it doesn't take as long to cook. But anyway, y'all, what you do is you take four strips of thick cut bacon, and I, of course, like to use the black forest bacon, and y'all, you just cook it until it's nice and crispy and everything, and y'all, you leave all the bacon grease there in the pan, and y'all, then you cut up a medium-sized onion, you dice it up, and you throw it in there, and while the bacon is cooking, you clean your Brussels sprouts. I always cut off the stems, and then I halve them, and y'all, you just on a medium-high heat, you put the onions in that bacon grease, and then you kind of lay the Brussels sprouts cut side down in there. And y'all, you know, they take up more room than you've got generally. And y'all, then you grind some salt and pepper on top of it, and y'all, you cook them for a little while, and you turn them, and they start to get all caramelized and dark and everything. You just keep turning them until, you know, you're happy with how much they've been cooked. The last time I've made them, I covered the frying pan for the first time they were in there, just to kind of steam them a little bit, to soften them up a little bit, and that worked well. And y'all, then when you're about done, you want to crumble up all that bacon and put it in there and just mix it all in there again, and y'all then you eat them. Big Fatty, that sounds very simple. So y'all, I made the Brussels sprouts on Saturday, and or did I make those Friday? I don't remember. I think I made them Saturday, though. And y'all, I had gotten a beef roast, and I cooked it in my slow cooker, got it cooking on Saturday evening. And y'all, then I was off to the baby. And y'all, Granny and Miss Porter were there, and y'all, Granny, it's not a medical malady, but y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. The poor thing, she can barely button her pants, and y'all, she was just miserable, I tell you. Because y'all, she looks like she's 18 months into her 9-month pregnancy. Big Granny. So y'all, he's supposedly going to start dropping the tonnage, and y'all, he's all talk. Of course, the day before, he had, gotten a box of 6 Krispy Kreme donuts and ate 5 of them. But anyway, that was that, and y'all, had some delicious beverages. Y'all, they ran out of the Tanqueray and tonic. I couldn't believe it, while I was there. So y'all, they, upgraded me to the, what do you call that? The Bombay, you know, Digger and T Wiggles, they like the Bombay, gin. So y'all, there was that. Y'all, then I came home. I poured myself into the bed, and I fell asleep with the grin doctor running, and y'all, then a little bit later, I hear brrp, brrp, hi, and y'all, there was a gentleman, a muscly man, who has been interested in, meeting Big Fatty, and so y'all invited him over, and y'all, he was here a couple of hours, I guess, and y'all, needless to say, when Sunday morning rolled around, Big Fatty was dragging, just dragging, that's all I gotta say, and Sunday, I just piddled around. I don't think I did a whole lot on Sunday. We did have the Pride 48 suits meeting on Sunday night, but y'all, only my youngest daughter, Nessa, and myself were there. I don't know where the rest of those scoundrels were, but y'all, we had missing scoundrels, anyway, we just chitter-chatted a little bit, after we finished, then I got a me, 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 you know, message from that Lurie Warbox. From up there in the Connecticut, saying that he's moving, y'all. He is moving to New Mexico, and on his way to New Mexico, because you know, from Connecticut to New Mexico, you really need to come through Charleston, and y'all. So that's what he's gonna do. And so sometime next week, we're gonna go out and have supper together, and it's just gonna be lovely. So I'm looking forward to that. And y'all, then Sunday night, I watched the big run, I tossed and turned. I tossed and turned Sunday night, then when I woke up Monday morning, y'all, it was like midnight outside. I couldn't believe it. It was so dark outside, I didn't want to get out of the bed. But that's pretty much all I can remember about the weekend. Big Fatty, it sounds like you had quite the experience.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Amy from Arizona. I'm just calling to check in. I haven't called in a long time, so I figured I owed you a phone call. Just been busy putting my new house together and working and planning this bachelorette party. There's 18 of us going. It's going to be a disaster. Anyway, just wanted to say hello and hope all is well, and that's about it. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that is the former Amy Coles. Y'all, you know, she's hitched now. She's hitched. And Amy, I don't know what your new last name is, but that's all right. I don't need to know. No, Big Fatty, you do not need to know. You're just being nosy. Y'all, Amy is going to be in up at Pride 48 in September. And y'all, that bachelorette party she's talking about, it's taking place the same weekend. So y'all, mercifully, the police will be tied up with that group rather than coming to deal with Pride. Big Fatty, please.
Okay. I have, some really super great news. I found out today that this battle axe of a supervisor is leaving. She's going back home. I'll tell you the rest of the story after she's gone. In the meanwhile, I come to your website so that I can read the comments that people make, and the comment section has been a little empty lately. So, effective March 13th until May 1st, because I love May Day. May Day is my favorite day. Between March 13th and May 1st, everybody who leaves a comment is going to get their name entered into my May basket. And I am going to draw one name, and they are going to win a prize. I will base that prize on my financial status at the time. So it could be $5 or it could be $60. Who knows? I might want to inform you, my husband got a $5,000 raise, and my income tax return is pretty big. So if you want to win my prize, you better get over there and leave some comments, because I'm quite tired of running up my Verizon, what's it called, data usage thing for nothing. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon has got a contest, and I like this one, y'all. Not that I don't like the other ones, but y'all, I think this one is just lovely. And y'all, go on over there to the BFO and leave a little comment. Now, I know, I brought this to Miss Bacon's attention, that there are some people who are having problems posting over there at the BFO. I know that my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, and that Kim Beaver are two of the ones that are having problems. But y'all, what she said, if you will e-letter her and say comment for the website in the subject line, or you can send it to me, comment for the website in the subject line, then either she or I will post it with your name on it, and y'all, then you'll be you'll have an entry. So y'all, sounds to me like she's gonna probably give about $1,000 prize. Big Fatty, she did not say she was giving $1,000 prize. Well, you never know though, y'all. You never know, and y'all, she may be y'all. If the old battle axe is leaving work, she won't be drinking as much either. Big Fatty. But anyway, so Miss Bacon, I think this is lovely. And y'all, that starts tomorrow, the 13th of March, and goes through May Day. May Day, May Day. Oh, dear Gussie. So y'all get on over there starting Wednesday. Well, you can start today as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, Tuesday. You know, Tuesday is usually when I get to hear the Monday little show from out there in Walnut Hills, assuming that there's one recorded. And y'all, I'm gonna just tell you, Big Fatty giggles and giggles and giggles. And Big Fatty, would you like to tell Big Fatty why you giggle and giggle and giggle?
Please give my best to those young children that you bring in every Monday to hear about your weekend. I just absolutely adore them. I adore them.
Foul-mouthed little.
Just lovely.
Ah, fuck Big Fatty!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.